All right, when internet users lose their internet, everyone loses their minds, which is pretty much what we saw today. Joining us and continue to joining us to talk about today's gargantuan denial of service attack on a large domain name server called Dyne is Nicole Lee from Engadget. How's it going, Nicole?
Hello, how's it been? The internet is back.
Is it back? Well, yeah, things seem to be moving back. A little bit faster. We're able to do this show. We're able to connect to you.
Right.
I mean, but this has been an all day sort
fingers
of
crossed.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Keep those fingers crossed. There might be another one. So when did the first wave of DDoS attacks happen today?
Well, according to Dyne, it started around 7 o'clock Eastern. So around like 7:10 a.m. Eastern is when the first attack began to show itself.
And DNS host Dyne was the primary target of the attack. Yeah. What sites were involved in that? Because I know, like, I was trying to hit Twitter, and Twitter had a whole lot of issues. It was like major
several
sites.
Several different sites. I mean, Twitter was affected, as well as Box, which is used a lot for file sharing. Twitter, Netflix, I think, as well. So Twitter, Box, Netflix, the New York Times, Reddit was affected, Yelp, Pinterest, and PayPal. Wow. And this is just like a small sampling of what Dyne hosts.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So let's see here. There have been three kind of consecutive attacks that I've known of anyways. There was the attack in the morning, a little bit later, and then there was one very recently. Are we kind of coming out of the other side of this at this point that we know?
Yeah, so the first attack started around 7 o'clock. The second was around noon Eastern, sort of. And then the third started around 3 or 4 o'clock Eastern. And right now, it seems as if it's been resolved. According to Dyne, the third attack has been resolved. So hopefully we're sort of past that point and we're good. But who knows? According to Dyne, it's a very well-planned and executed attack from tens of millions of IP addresses at the same time. So it's a very like well-executed attack, not just like a guy doing it in his basement. You know, like this is a very well-planned, very well-executed thing.
Yeah, and they've even mentioned links to, is it Mirai? Mirai, it's a kind of a source code that was publicly released very recently that seems to light up Internet of Things. And we've talked about on the show many times kind of the insecurity of the Internet of Things. Brian Krebs also has talked about this. Is it possible in all of this that we actually have devices in our homes that are kind of being, you know, botified for attacks like this?
Right. So exactly, some of these Internet of Things devices that are being listed as insecure are things like routers, security cameras, DVRs. So these are basically your everyday household things that are connected to the internet. And because it's such a new industry, like IoT is such a new and nascent industry, it's not as regulated as well as it should be. So they're very vulnerable to these attacks, and they're very vulnerable to malware, like the Mirai malware, for example.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about this a few weeks ago when Brian Krebs' site went down, and you know, we said, well, what can consumers do? And there's really nothing consumers could do. I mean, this was really something that the Internet of Things, you know, that the creators of these devices, like, they don't make it easy. You don't know how to update. It's not just like, oh, okay, I got to update my Windows or, you know, got to update my Mac. Like, what can people do to secure their Internet of Things devices besides just not using Internet of Things devices?
I suppose that would be the easiest way, to just to not use them. But, you know, a lot of them can be updated. I think routers can definitely be updated for sure. I know that. Depends on the device. I mean, it's really hard to say which device can be updated or not because they're so different. There's no one standard for IoT either, so it's really difficult to say, you know, which can be updated or not. But my suggestion would be to update if you can, and if you can't update it, maybe don't use it for a while or find an alternative for it, perhaps. Routers, there are routers that are more secure than others. I'm not really sure of the list of it, but routers, for example, you can always find there's obviously a list for it, like more secure than the other ones, but it's definitely a hard thing to really pinpoint.
Especially when you have all of these different hardware manufacturers, you know, creating these devices for the home, if they don't have security in mind, and many of them, it's just not, I mean, it has, they haven't had reason to, so they weren't necessarily built with that in mind. I mean, some of them probably have a much better kind of track record, better attention to updating that hardware in light of situations like this. Some of them probably it's not a priority because it's not their primary business or whatever. They just happen to have a device that connects to the internet that also controls something in your home. It's a huge challenge. Krebs mentioned extortion is a tool for criminals like the ones that are carrying out attacks like this. They haven't linked extortion in this case directly yet, but in that case, the fact that these attacks are capable of up to 1 terabyte per second, some of these criminals are saying that there are at this time no protection systems that are strong enough to protect against that kind of an attack. If that's true, are we just destined to see more and more of these? Like, are we entering a new era of kind of DDoS insecurity on the internet right now?
I think the IoT botnet, for example, is a relatively new way of doing this kind of large, massive scale DDoS attacks. So even if we solve this one, even if we manage to like sort of plug the hole of this particular attack, there's going to be more. There's going to be more of it because, you know, as Krebs mentioned, it's one of those things where it's just going to keep happening. And unfortunately, according to many news sites that I've read today, the DDoS attacks will still happen, even though we stop one method of attack, they will still think of other methods of attack. So it's a never-ending fight. And I think this is why we need to invest more in cybersecurity. We need to invest more in, you know, protecting our sort of our cyber ways in a way.
Mm-hmm. So we know what happened. We know how they did it. What about the why? I mean, I've read it's like, someone responding to Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, whose internet got cut off. So this was like in retribution for that. Do you have any ideas about like who this might have been and why they did it?
So WikiLeaks did tweet earlier today that they're saying, something like they were saying they apologize for their supporters trying to like attack the U.S. or something like that. So there have been reports and reports from security researchers who basically they doubt that this is actually happening. That according to their data, according to the report that they have, they really doubt that the WikiLeaks. There's anything to do with WikiLeaks, essentially. So the reason is because these groups, the anonymous groups, have claimed responsibility for things they haven't done before. So it's very possible this is not their particular responsibility. It could be something else entirely. I think it's very easy to politicize this, and maybe it is a political thing. Maybe it is a Russian hack or something like that. But there's really no evidence right now to say one way or the other. And I really hesitate to point any fingers at this time until we have more proof.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we're going to find out about that throughout the course of the weekend. If we don't find out that we have no internet throughout the course of the weekend first, we're going to need a little bit of internet in order to find out that other piece of information. Nicole Lee with Engadget, thanks so much, as always, for coming on. We really appreciate it, Nicole.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.